Realm of Darkness. Published 25th of March 2022. With the start of April, spring is well underway. However, the days are getting longer, which means less darkness for my lords and ladies. April does provide a few opportunities to view some galaxies, as well as other heavenly nighttime objects. Friday, 1st April. New Moon. The 1st of April. Associated with April Fool's Day. But the night of the 1st of April isn't for fools. It occurs on a Friday, hopefully meaning you won't have to get up early the next day, thus allowing you to see other objects, without the moon outshining everything. Sunset occurs around 1940, with the moon dropping below the horizon at around 2000 hours. Saturday, 2nd April. M104, Sombrero Galaxy, good visibility. Tonight may be a good opportunity to view M104, Sombrero Galaxy. With the new moon having just occurred, the amount of moonlight will be low, which may help in your viewing of M104. M104 should be visible from about 11 PM, UK, in a southerly direction. It is faint and will require at least a pair of binoculars, or more likely a telescope to view. Finally disappearing at about 3 AM. Tuesday, 5th April. M94, Cat's Eye Galaxy, good visibility. If you want to view a spiral galaxy, then tonight may be a good opportunity to view Messier 94, also known as the Cat's Eye Galaxy. The moon will still be in its early waxing phase, and thus won't be outshining M94, too much.
You will need a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view.
It should start to be visible from about 10 PM, and can be seen throughout the night until early dawn.
Friday, 15th April. M51, Whirlpool Galaxy, good visibility.
Tonight may be a good opportunity to view M51, Whirlpool Galaxy. It should be visible from about 22:30, in an easterly direction.
The nearing of the full moon may make it a little difficult, and a pair of binoculars or a telescope will be required.
Saturday, 16th April.
Full moon. Our adversary, the moon, reaches its peak, becoming a full moon on the 16th of April. Some refer to it as a pink moon.
The moon will rise in an easterly direction at around 19:50 and the sun setting at around 20:05. However, it gives us a chance to view and obtain details for our continuing battle
while it struts around the heavens. Monday, 18th April. M3, good visibility.
The M3 globular cluster is high in the sky and is a good opportunity to view.
You should be able to view from around 21:30, and it will be visible through the night. You won't be able to see without a pair of binoculars or a telescope. The moon having just left its full moon phase may cause some trouble. M3 can be found in a southeasterly direction. Friday, 22nd April. Lyrid Meteor Shower Peak.
The Lyrid Meteor Shower occurs between the 16th and the 25th of April,
and reaches its peak on the 22nd. Its ZHR is just 18, so the number of meteors won't be amazing,
meaning about one meteor every 3 minutes, but that's not how meteor showers occur in real life.
Viewing doesn't require any equipment, just a comfortable location, ideally with low light levels. Then look to the heavens and wait. To photograph requires a bit of luck. Set the shutter speed to around 30 seconds, and set the repeat. Point to the radiant point, and press the shutter, and hope.
The radiant point will be at its highest at around 5 AM, just before sunrise, in a south to southwesterly direction,
near the Hercules constellation. The moon's light may make them more difficult to view, but with a bit of luck, you might be able to view a shooting star. Sunday, 24th April. M101, Pinwheel Galaxy, good visibility. Tonight is a good chance to view the M101, Pinwheel Galaxy. It will become visible late in the evening, and it may be worth waiting until the streetlights switch off to view.
Plus the moon will be below the horizon until the early hours.
It will be visible in a westerly to northwesterly direction.
Saturday, 30th April.
Second new moon. Let us celebrate the second new moon occurring in April. This isn't magic on our part, but rather since the Moon orbits the Earth every 29.5 days. Thus, will occasionally mean that a new moon will occur twice in a calendar month. Also referred to as a black moon, it does provide an additional moon-free night in April, as well as occurring on a weekend. The moon will set at around 2015 and the sun at around 2030. Planet spotting. If you are interested in viewing or photographing a planet this month, then the list below shows you which ones are most visible. Mercury.
From the middle of April, Mercury is best viewed in the evenings.
Visible for a couple of hours after sunset. Venus.
Venus is visible in the early mornings, about an hour before sunrise. Mars. Mars should be visible in the early mornings of April, moving to a higher point as the month progresses, about an hour and a half before sunrise.
Saturn. Saturn should be visible in the mornings,
for about an hour before sunrise. Tag us. If you manage to take a photo of any of the objects mentioned in this article, or even objects we haven't, then consider tagging us in any social media posts you make. We enjoy seeing what you have photographed. Associated podcast, video.
Darkest Hour, Brightest Night. Also produce a podcast and video, which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in April 2022. These should be released on the 28th of March 2022, and the podcast can be found in the podcast section or on your podcast app.
The video can be found in the video section or via Odyssey or YouTube. Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article and other related updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content, then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/DHBN.
Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback.
Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article.
Our details can be found on our contact page.